Well, that music and today's day of the week means it's a Tech Tuesday. So on the line from CNET.com is CNET senior editor Bridget Carey. And I don't know. I don't know if Chicago is going to get Amazon. I'm looking behind us at the new Apple store that was wonderful and built on the lakefront. I have a feeling we're not going to get Amazon. How many cities are in the running right now, Bridget?
Well, this is the Amazon Go store we're talking about, a little grocery kind of like pick up a lunch on the go kind of thing. And they're working on, you know, opening more stores, but they've only opened one this week in Seattle. And so our reporters got to check it out and see. And the whole thing about this store, it's not like, oh, okay, it's just Amazon selling things. No, it's you never have to look or interact with a cashier. You literally walk into the store, pick up products off the shelf, and walk out, and you are automatically charged with all the cameras and things like scanning you. What you do when you walk in, you open up an app on your phone. So this is the one step you have to do. It's an Amazon Go app, and at the turnstile, that as you're walking through, you got to scan the app real quick with a QR code, and boom, it's like locked onto this phone. Whatever person is picking things up near this phone is what's going to be charged, and like it's syncing with all these different sensors that are just built into the store. And people are thinking, is this going to come to Whole Foods? So maybe if there's no standalone Amazon Go store, everyone's thinking that now that Amazon owns Whole Foods, you know, will Amazon kind of start tinkering in this space in existing grocery stores?
I'm still waiting for Amazon Prime members to get discounts at Whole Foods because I like their Sonoma chicken salad and it's like $18 a pound.
Oh.
And I would like to pay less
all
than
right.
that.
See what we can do.
And this gives a see, I like to talk to people who check me out.
Yeah, Bridget, how long till human interaction is a thing of the past? We're sick of having to talk to people.
I think I know, really. I would just like to interact with emojis and nothing else. No,
right.
There's still a human or two in here. See, there's a human in the wine and beer section to check ID. And they say that they are, although they're not given exact numbers, they're employing the same amount of people that you normally find in a small little bodega store. But instead of cashiers, these people are stocking and preparing meals in the back. So, like, when you want to get a quick lunch that's already prepared, the staff is working on those things like you get at Whole Foods instead of, like, you know, just checking people out.
I just read somewhere, and I'm looking at my phone to see if it's true, that you can make a QR reader out of your Apple iPhone camera. Is that true?
Yeah, like a lot of apps, if you want to scan a QR code, they'll just like you just point the camera at it. But in this case, your screen has a special like barcode essentially, but it looks like a box, and that's what you scan to get into the store.
But you have to go into the settings and go under camera, and then there's a little toggle switch for scan QR codes.
Yeah,
and if you turn that on, because sometimes like we were at the Rolling Stones exhibit at Navy Pier, we're at various things, or if you scan a QR code, you can win like a free Slurpee.
Yeah.
And you don't have time sometimes to download an app. So if you go into settings under camera, you can do the toggle switch that says scan QR codes. And Bridget, you just do it like with that little box that's in your camera viewfinder.
Yeah, Wendy, you're teaching me things here.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
This is great. This is great. I'm going to try that now. Yeah, because normally you have to download a separate app.
Yeah, I did do that. And, you know, a lot of problems with the phone is you got to delete some of your apps because you don't have room for everything.
Right.
Oh, I just deleted Facebook because I ran out of room. I'd rather delete Facebook than make more room.
Oh, my God. I should really just do
that.
I am so sick of Facebook right now. All right. What else do we have going on in the tech world?
It's quite freeing. You got Microsoft, announcing they have a bunch of cheap laptops for education. There's a constant battle in the classroom for attention with kids, and like Google has these cheap Chromebooks. They want classrooms to buy a bunch of Chromebooks, you know, so that way they can browse the web. And all Chromebooks can really do well is just browse the web and, you know, type out documents on Google. And Microsoft's been battling and saying, hey, we have some cheap laptops that also just really do the same thing, because the truth is, if you have a kid that wants to poke around and get more advanced, maybe download an app like Photoshop or grow their video editing skills, forget it. These computers are just going to be too slow for doing anything beyond like doing the web and office products. But Microsoft is really trying to woo people. They have all different things for kids, like Minecraft. A lot of kids love Minecraft. They're adding educational features to it. Like there's a chemistry teaching section for students. And Microsoft clearly sees that, you know, they're trying to do different things. So maybe their products and software will be integrated in the classroom more.
All right, and I still like my Apple iPhone. I'm not going with the iPhone 10 or X or whatever it's called. What if you wait and you want to get an iPhone 10? Are the prices going to go down on those?
It's not looking like it. So here's what the latest Apple analyst is saying. Normally, when you wait a year, yeah, you get like last year's model discounted. Apple may be trying to avoid doing that with that fancy schmancy iPhone 10 and just simply make a new version and discontinue the one that came out recently. So instead of even offering a cheaper version of the old product, they just won't offer an old product. But they also have other news today, too. If you care about smart speakers and you want to talk to Siri instead of what Amazon and Google has, the HomePod finally has a launch date. This is Apple's version of the smart speaker, $350. You can pre-order Friday. Finally will arrive, though, on February 9th. This is after a delay because we were promised this in December.
All right. We also were promised to get a replacement battery for our older model iPhones for $29 as opposed to the normal $89. I have not tried to do that yet, but I've heard that there is a 6-month waiting period at this point. What's the best way? Do we make an appointment to go get that done? How do we get those batteries to power our older modeled iPhones?
I've heard that delay, too. It's a pain in the butt. I would say definitely make an appointment. The thing about the batteries is that they're only offering this cheaper price until the end of 2018. So be sure to do it sometime in the year because otherwise the price goes up. And this all has to do with the fact that they're looking at slowing down phones. You know, when you have a battery, that's not as good. Although the next operating system update is supposed to give you more control. So if you want to say, hey, Apple, I don't care. I don't want you to slow down my phone just because you think my battery's bad. The operating system will have an indicator how your battery's doing. It'll tell you about the health of the battery. And you can choose to turn that off and say, I don't care. I want to still run at full speed, even if that means my phone crashes.
Oh, so, all right.
More control, the better.
Really?
And Bridget, now that the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is a thing of the past, what do you think won the Consumer Electronics Show? What's the thing that everybody went away going, we can't wait to have that?
It's not maybe a specific product, per se, as much as it is everything had Alexa built into it, Amazon's version of the smart speaker assistant, right? So
yeah.
It is more like every smart home gadget is like, oh, you can either have Google and also Alexa, or maybe just Alexa. So I feel like when you're talking about Apple and their HomePod and their Siri, like they are so late to the game here because Alexa dominated the show, really, with everyone wanting to integrate with it, mm-hmm. and no one was talking about Siri. So Apple's got some catching up to do, although they are focusing more on music being high quality, less than the, you know, all the things you can do with Siri.
And what about people like myself who don't want everything hooked up to something else? Will we still be able to survive, or are our days over?
I'm with you. I don't really need listening devices in my home, although...
Right.
I'm going to keep going back to this. You know, people do, if you're worried about listening devices and everything being connected to each other, another selling point Apple's doing, even though they're late to the game, they're saying they have more encryption, so no one can, you know, hear those conversations, and it's more private. So that might be, you know, worth it for people who are holding out.
Because Bridget, I know that you work in the world of tech. This is your baby, but I don't mind turning on a light switch or going to the refrigerator and pouring a glass of juice. I can do stuff like that. I can't do a lot of things, but I can do those things.
You're
and
so old-fashioned.
Calories too, you know, like it'll be much more healthy than
right.
He doesn't want to move anymore.
All right, conflicting texts. Before we let you go, somebody said I just ordered a battery. They said 3 to 5 days, but
yeah, so maybe it depends on where you are too.
And then somebody said the $29 battery update doesn't go to everybody. Only those people who fail a test with the battery on the phone you have can get it. Now, I have not heard that anywhere. I heard anyone that has an older model phone can get it for $29.
Do you know if that's true or not then, Bridget?
You know, when I went on the website, it did say, like, do you want to talk to someone first? Do you want to see how your battery's doing? So maybe they're doing this to kind of curb the fact that everyone wanted a free battery, and they're like, wait, we don't have enough for everybody. Let's first see who needs it first.
I'm going to look into that, because if they said everybody could get a free battery, I'm getting my battery.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like maybe they're trying to curb everyone doing it. But
Apple,
yeah.
Why do we love them so much?
Get your freebies. Get your freebies. Well, not freebies. Get your $30 things.
Mm-hmm. Bridget Carey, you can find her at CNET.com, CNET Senior Editor. Bridget, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye, Bridget. All right, a quick break, some news, and then our friend, noted pet expert Steve Dale, drops by. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.